It was a bad day to begin with. Lundquist had called to tell him that Felicity Wilford's parents had arrived in Swan Harbor and, after their prayers and goodbyes, had removed their daughter from life support. "She didn't last 10 minutes without the machines," Lundquist said. "It's my case now, officially, but you've got your own headaches. I just thought you'd want to know. I don't know if this is any help, but last night I had a conversation with Anthony D'Angelo's wife. Refresh my memory. He was one of my officers who was killed in the line of..." "Right. The cop who was killed at the mall. The one at the Tammy, Portugal crime scene who was pals with the Swan Harbor cop. What about it?" "She says that the Swan Harbor cop, Daniels, was an old friend of D'Angelo's, but that he was also pretty much a racist ass. Jesse, you know we don't like to say it out loud, but a lot of..." "Yeah, we had him in L.A. too. And even here when I first got the job. But here's the kicker. She says Daniels once cornered her and tried to force himself on her." There were a few seconds of silence, but Jesse could almost hear what Lundquist was thinking. He could hear it because he had had the same thought. "You thinking that maybe Daniels was involved in the Wilford attack?" Lundquist asked. "Remember when I first talked to Daniels, I mentioned those volunteer firemen who started fires so they could rescue people and be the hero?" "I remember." "What if Daniels wasn't trying to be the hero, but trying to save his own neck?" "Come again?" "Let's say he's one of the guys who attacked Wilford. Things went too far, or not far enough. Who knows what was in their minds? Either way, they've pretty much beaten her to death. He remembers the Tammy Portugal case and rigs things up to mimic what happened to her. But he gets nervous, thinking maybe no one will make the connection. So he makes a mistake. He points it out and draws attention to himself, instead of away from himself. That's a lot of what-ifs and maybes, Jesse. But worth looking into." "Absolutely. I'm persona non grata in Swan Harbor these days. But the first places I'd be looking would be the stores in and around town that sell the brand of lipstick they use to write slut on her abdomen. Maybe I already figured that out for myself. Sorry. You still think this is all connected?" "More and more." "Me too." "You going to put someone on Daniels?" Jesse asked. "When we get off the phone, keep me posted." Lundquist hung up before answering. Then things got worse. The phone rang. Molly came running into Jesse's office.
"Jesse? That was Connie Walker's assistant on the phone."
"Uh-huh."
"She says you should turn on the TV.
"What channel?" he asked, clicking on the old set.
"Any."
And there she was. Detective Lieutenant Mary Weld in front of Town Hall, standing behind a lectern crowded with microphones. Cameras clicked away. There was a low murmur in the background. At Weld's back was Ron Keneally, the DA. Mayor Walker was off to her left. Weld signaled that she was about to begin, and the murmur quieted.
"I'm Detective Lieutenant Mary Weld of the Massachusetts State Police. I was charged with leading the investigation into the fatal shooting of John Wilkes Vanderkamp by Paradise Police Department Officer Alicia Davis. We have completed that investigation and have shared our findings with both District Attorney Keneally and with Mayor Walker, both of whom will make brief statements and take questions from you following my statement. My team has found no evidence to support the claims by Officer Davis, who was legally intoxicated at the time, that she was fired upon by Mr. Vanderkamp. Furthermore, we retrieved no weapon on or near Mr. Vanderkamp's body. And while there is strong evidence to support the fact that Mr. Vanderkamp tried to evade Officer Davis, we can find no justification for the level of force used in this matter. As to the charges Officer Davis will face, those will be determined by Mr. Keneally. On a personal note, I want you to be aware that I take no pleasure in these findings, but that it is crucial for all law enforcement agencies that the people we serve have confidence in us and our decision-making processes. To that end, we must hold the people charged with upholding the law to the highest standards. Now, I'll turn the microphones over to District Attorney Keneally.
Jesse turned off the set. Molly was about to ask why, but one look at Jesse's face changed her mind.